This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time to play America's fastest growing game show here on the Morning Roast. Joe Spadoni, Joe Shasky here. We got Erickson. We got Dylan. We got Steven. We got Dari, one of them. But I'm going to ask you first, okay. Joe Shasky, because you always lead us off. And let's not forget, this was you just last
week.
So
unfair. I don't just believe, I know that they can win a championship. I'm looking at it right now. I'm dead serious on this. I honestly think that the Warriors are going to win the championship. Dead serious on this. I really do. I'm not even. This isn't like hyperbole. I'm not trying to get clipped online. I'm being dead serious. Mark the tape. Save that for later. I'm going to use that against them.
Are we still feeling that way though? After a 121-116 play-in victory. You're not a playing team anymore, Joe.
I stand by what I said last week.
Do you?
And I'm doubling down on it. But here's what this is what I believe. Not only do I believe that the Warriors are going to win the championship, and look, Bonte even hit me. Oh, yeah, you're the kiss of death, and you're this. Hey, Bonte, stay in your lane. You stay in your lane, and I'll stay in my lane
Bonte Hill,
doing
9
the predictions,
Fridays.
All right? Yep. I guarantee this team is going to give me a heart attack by the end of this playoff run. One way or the other.
That's good.
The stress and the heartburn that I had from last night's game. Thank God they won that game. There are certain matchups that I believe to be more difficult than others. I knew that Memphis game as a one-off was just going to get them. That was the 9th game in 15 days. Now they get 4 days to take a deep breath and relax and get a little bit and get healthier and just everybody calm down. And all you got to do is win one of those first 2 games on the road against Houston. Bring them on, baby!
Go home. Play some dominoes, drink some coffee. It'll help you feel better.
Rockets, come out to play!
Let's go to Dylan in Modesto. Dylan, do you believe that this Warriors team, after that exciting victory yesterday, can win the championship? Good morning, Dylan.
Hey, I believe that they could, maybe with a little bit of luck, and then, you know, kind of just playing good basketball, but basketball's a game of runs, and they did good yesterday, and I'm not worried about lineups, and I'm not worried about JK, and you just got to win game by game, right?
That's Dylan Modesto. He's saying there needs to be a little bit of luck. No. There's no luck when you got Jimmy Buckets and Stephen Bleepin Curry,
I mean,
Joe.
He hit a sweet and one where I don't even know how he got it up.
He's so good.
I don't even know how he got it up.
He's so good. Shout out Blue Chew, am I right? Steven and San Bruno, do you believe that the Warriors can win a title?
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. 100% we're going to win a title. And by the way, I just want to make sure something clear. Shasky, calm down. We're going to be good. We got 4 days of rest.
Yeah.
Remember the last time Steph came back when he was out? He torched the league. It was like 4 games in a row over 30, and one of them he went for 50. So we just need to give him some rest. These guys are going to game plan, high IQ guys, recalibrate the shots for Moody, Pods, and Heels, and we'll be right in shape.
Let's go.
With the best of them, I think we can game plan. Let's go.
Steve and Sam Bruno.
Let's go,
all
Steve.
Right. That's more. That's the confidence I'm looking for from one Steven and Sam Bruno.
I want to give him what I call the yes. Yes, it's a fist pump where you like. Argh.
You see that a lot in tennis where they do the fist, the Nadal, the Federer,
talking about
the
a real
Djokovic.
Sport, dog.
Whoa, BG Tennis Nation, if you're listening,
team sport.
Stop, please. That was from the guy that plays golf.
Team sport.
Stop it.
And I recognize where golf is on the hierarchy.
Please. That was disrespectful. I'm going to Erickson. Please. Erickson in Daly City. Is this Dennis Erickson? Good morning, Erickson.
One of the worst coaches in Niner history.
Do you believe?
Kane's legend.
Do you believe that this Warriors team can win the championship?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Erickson, or is it Sony Erickson? It's out of date. Are you there?
Can you guys hear me?
I hear you.
Hey, I'm very thankful. Can you guys hear me?
Get out. Leave. It's the end of you and me. I'm going JoJo.
So much for believing in that
is
guy.
Is this Dari or Dairy?
Dairy.
Dairy. I can go for some dairy right now. I'm ready
to play the Max Ray from now on. Can you hear me now? Okay. Can you hear me now?
I know. I'm not mad at, no, that's, yeah, the... Was that old school Verizon or was that Sprint? That was Verizon, right? Verizon guy. Can you hear me now? Good. Dairy, Novato, what is your belief level in this team? Is this team going all the way, Dairy?
Boys, of course I believe. This is Dairy, voice from Novato. Shasky, what's up, man? I called about a year ago. I'm the preschool teacher here at College of Marin.
Let's go.
Hey, of course I believe, man. We're made for this. We're made for this. These are the games that we're made for, man. We like the challenge. So we're going to do great. We're going to play great. I do like that take on having Jimmy Buckets bringing up the ball more,
totally.
and then having Steph playoffs, shoot his threes and stuff. We're playing great, boys. We're big believers. Hey, our family's big believers. We watch every night, even the kids. They pass bedtime just to watch the Warriors. And can I give a little shout out to my family? Like
absolutely,
I did last time,
absolutely.
We'll allow it. Was that it? He's gone. I thought he was going to give a shout-out. He said, no.
I'll shout-out his family. Shout-out Dairy's family.
I'm trying to have dairy in general. I can go for some milk, some cheese. Nice, yeah.
I'm a non-dairy guy these days. I'm oat milk.
Really?
Yeah, forager. Three ingredients.
Well, I stand with farmers.
Salt, oat, and water.
I stand with the farmers here in California, so I'm all about
forager. Well, forager, I believe they have some local stuff. But
okay, sure. We got some more on the YouTube chat. Thank you, Sam, for putting this in my box. 888-957-9570. We're playing Do You Believe? After every single Golden State Warriors game, it's the oldest question we have in sports talk is, do you believe that this team can win a championship? And after yesterday, you are finally a playoff team, Dub Nation. You are going up against the Rockets, who I think out of all the matchups you could have had in the West, This is the most favorable one out of the gate. I didn't want the Lakers in round one. I don't want the T-Wolves. I didn't want the Nuggets. I didn't want the Clippers, any of those teams. OKC, no. The Rockets, I will take my chances with in round one. This is Riddy Music. I predicted Butler with 41 points last night.
Wow. Well,
congratulations. Broody never stopped believing. Broody, not Brody, Broody. Giorgio Castagneto. We will beat the Rockets.
Giorgio is a killer spot here in the city.
The traveling
Carter lit up.
The traveling Urquidez. This is Jose Urquidy. This team is .. Wow. Just after yesterday? After yesterday's win over Ja Morant, who was throwing grenades over everybody. Didn't see one grenade thrown yesterday, by the way. I did see a fan eating spaghetti in the stands.
What was that?
You know what? I respect it. Go. Do they sell spaghetti at Chase Center?
I have no idea.
We got to get whoever's the VP out there of food for Chase Center. Do you sell spaghetti? If you don't, how the hell did you bring it into the building? That's what I want. Was it a Ziploc bag? Was it a Tupperware? Do they allow that in there? Fair or foul eating spaghetti in the stands at a basketball game?
I mean, if they're selling it, I think it's pretty fair.
Okay.
The question is, like, if you have a plate and the fork and the knife, it's very difficult to eat while standing.
Well, I saw it, but it looked like they were cut, like, and you don't do this usually. The noodles looked shorter, so they cut the noodles, the spaghetti, which is a big no-no. You don't break the spaghetti.
Well, I do that for myself.
You do that before you throw it in the water, right?
No, what you do is, no, you don't do any of that. If you're getting it for the little kids, you get little shells. You get smaller pasta. You don't get the big pasta, all right? Think ahead here. Get rigatoni.
Are we sure
He's
it wasn't
Italian?
are we sure it wasn't ramen?
It was not ramen. There was like tomato sauce on there.
Oh, there was okay.
Raw ramen.
Yeah, no, there was not thin noodles. By the way, which
you can't cut the noodles. You just can't.
No, you
it's
can't.
Rookie move.
It is a rookie
move. But I'm not calling it a rookie move to eat spaghetti as a fan in the stands. I'm actually saying that's legendary status, and I respect it. If he had garlic bread on the side with it too,
there's a Luigi joke. There's a Luigi joke in here somewhere. I just don't know where to find it.
Whenever I'm wearing a hat or something, people think I look like Luigi when I have just the mustache.
Wait, Luigi from Mario Brothers or Luigi who's on trial?
Not
Shout Luigi for a boy.
Yeah, no, not stop. What's his name? Mangione or whatever? That whole thing is just craziness to me. I'm only worried about the Warriors right now, not Death Row Records, who you will be facing, though, Ime Udoka and Suge Knight in a couple days' time on Easter. And that was Do You Believe? And I think people are believing a little bit now. I think you've officially shifted, from the you're relieved to now you're believing. You've gone from relief to belief, finally, Joe.
Butler has completely wiped away any doubt that I have in a closeout game. He's a guy that I know is just gonna bring it.
I told you when they
he was awesome
when they traded for him. That's the guy you look for. I love Steph. I love him to death. He is one of the greatest players in the history of the sport. You can't do it by yourself. Michael Jordan, the greatest player of all time. He needed Scottie Pippen, and we saw his son yesterday, who looked pretty decent. We've seen Kobe. He needed Shaq. We've seen Steph needing Durant at times, or an Andrew Wiggins at the very least, who was incredible in that run.
I think Durant needed Steph, and Steph needed Durant. Both, I think they go back and forth.
Every single LeBron needed Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, of course.
So, like, everyone needs something. Around. Magic and Kareem. You needed James this guy Worthy. On this team. Yes. Exactly.
Sorry, just everyone always forgets James Worthy. He's just so good.
And we're gonna probably do that going forward when it came to like Draymond Green. We talk about the greatest teams of all time. It's like, oh yeah, by the way, they had maybe the greatest defensive player ever too, Draymond Green. Yeah. So don't sleep on that.
I think whenever I hear like the Jordan and Pippen conversations, no one ever brings up Horace Grant.
Yeah, or Dennis Rodman.
First or Rodman.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right? Like exactly. So again, it's all baked into the equation. You need this guy. It was never gonna be Cam Johnson. It was never gonna be, Lauri Markkanen. No. I've seen those guys play. They're nice players. They're not Jimmy Butler. Well, I've seen him take teams just like this to the NBA Finals. Not once, but twice.
I understand everybody coming out of this game feeling like, oh my gosh, there's this and there's that. All these issues, I'm exasperated this morning in the sense of, or I guess exhausted, excuse me, this morning just because of the way that game played out. This team was exhausted. They were exhausted. Draymond Green, I think
were exhausted watching him. How do you think the players felt?
There is not one player on this team that needs the day off more than Draymond Green.
Mm.
His body, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, I think he needs a recharge.
not a better week to do that, right?
No, I really do. I think he needs recharge. I think Pods needs a recharge. I think Looney needs a little recharge right now. Buddy Hield, like, I got a quick hook on Buddy moving forward. Just period. Just moving forward. Either he's got it or he doesn't. I can't be like having him run up and down chucking if he doesn't have it. If he doesn't have it, he's got a good hook. Moody's playing good ball right now. The shots aren't falling, but I feel like he's playing so much better than the box score. Jimmy, obviously, with the thigh quad contusion, that is something. He needs a little rest. Steph needs a little rest. This game was so unique because it was the ninth game in 15 days, and it's a game seven, essentially. Do or die. Now, everybody gets a deep breath.
Usa.
We get to sit back and we can analyze what we did recently against the Rockets. Strategize about what's the best way moving forward. Find out what lineups through a 1-2-3 game sample, what's working, what's not. And you've got some margin of error a little here as we start off this series on Sunday. I feel a ton better. But last night was a roller coaster of emotions.
It was 121-116 the final. We're breaking it all down all day long right here on 95.7 The Game. Don't go anywhere else for Golden State Warriors coverage. We're going to have every single thing, every single game that they play, pre and post, all of it right here, all playoffs long. Yeah, we can say that now, playoffs long, and hopefully they are playing all the way into May, and hopefully into June. But it started yesterday. Oh. You needed that win, and you got it. I don't care how it happened; it happened. That you just needed to win. An ugly win. I love ugly wins. You never talk about pretty losses ever. We were kind of talking about it against the Clippers. Like, yeah, man, they fought really hard. Man, it sucked that they didn't win, but like, man, the effort, like, that was great. That was intense. It was great, but it was a loss. Like, give me this win.
Yeah.
Give me this win over the Grizzlies. I don't care. They had a 20-point lead at any point. You won the game. The Grizzlies covered. Who cares? Draymond Green, he talked about playoff Jimmy and it being a real thing after the game.
Yeah, he's different. He's different. You can just see a whole different intensity level and focus. And, you know, I'm a basketball fan, you know, so I've watched it on TV for years. To see it up close and personal, like, it's a real thing. You know, sometimes you get an NBA and, like, these guys come get these nicknames, and you're like, man, stop it. Like, there's some other nicknames out there. They're not real. That one's real, and I'm happy he's on our side.
Give me a better tandem in the West right now that you would rather have than Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry. Give me a better tandem.
Well, I think maybe Luka, LeBron, even though we haven't seen it.
Both
playoffs?
Those guys aren't playing.
No,
defense.
I know, but you're asking, and I'm just throwing out names.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't want to sleep on, like, I know Jalen, you can go Jalen or Chet with the MVP.
I'm going Steph and Jimmy. But okay. I hear you.
What about Julius Randle and Ant?
No, you just said Julius Randle. Continue.
Oh, okay, I'm just throwing
names
out.
I know. No, you're playing the extra.
I'm not playing the game.
I'm not dismissing you.
What about Jokic and Jamal Murray if he's healthy?
Maybe. But again, the health factor of Jamal Murray, I don't even know where it's at.
Kawhi and Harden.
Good one. Harden hasn't really been there as the number two guy, though, before.
Just saw it. Like, I know.
One game. Let's see how their health hangs
up. Can I recalibrate after a series?
Sure.
All right.
But that's the confidence I have is what I'm saying.
I think those two guys are right
at the top. I think outside of Luka and LeBron, I think I'm taking these two guys right now. Those are the only other two.
And look, I feel like we've kind of buried this.
Bury it.
Steph had 15 in the fourth quarter.
He did. He was insane.
15.
Again, 37 points for him. Perfect from the free throw line. The shot efficiency wasn't there, but him getting to the line and getting calls. And by the way, you look up at the box score. He led Golden State with rebounds yesterday, too. Eight for Steph.
I thought he did a really good job scrambling on the loose ball. Like, I told you the other day, like, our guards have to rebound, period. Like, that on this team, they have to. But in a lot of cases, deflections and, you know, second chance opportunities, it's about effort and just being in the right spot. And I thought that Steph really, and Moody too. I don't want to sleep on Moody. I thought Moody was in the right spot a lot of times, hustling, diving on the floor. I love the effort from some of these guys yesterday.
You know what I love right now too is the way that these guys are talking about each other after the game and how they're just constantly gassing up each other and being each other's hype men, which is a big mental thing. And that rubs off on the younger players because you need confidence right now. Mm-hmm. The last thing you need is someone, one player to be unsure of themselves, which brings us to the Jonathan Kuminga discussion. At some point, he's probably going to play in this series, and where is his mentals going to be at?
I don't think I could say probably going to play. I have no idea.
I think he's going to play in this series. If he doesn't play at all, then yeah, that's
yikes. Yo, I was shocked. Yikes. Honestly, I'll be real. Again, I'm not here to say he's a superstar. I was shocked he didn't get a minute yesterday. I thought they were searching for somebody to give him something, and I would have given him a minute to see if it works, and if it doesn't, quick hook.
Well, Draymond knows or thinks that he's playing in the Rocket series. Here is Draymond after the game yesterday talking about JK.
He'll contribute. He's great. He's getting his work in. That's all you can do in that situation is get your work in. And he'll be meaningful for us in that series. I have zero doubt about that. I think the challenge for him is to stay mentally engaged, as is for anyone in that situation. But I have zero doubt in my mind that he's going to help us in this series.
So I
he will 1,000%.
Sorry, I actually think the other guy that I would try in this series, and I don't want to get too ahead because I want to react from last night, TJD.
Trace Jackson.
I think they need some athleticism in this next matchup, and I don't know if Looney's going to be the guy, you know, going backwards, defending the rim.
The Shengoons of the world.
I think you're going to have to use TJD's six fouls in this one. I'm not saying 20 minutes a night. I think he's a 5 to 11 minute a night guy, and I think Quinn Post is a guy that's going to get run in this one. You want to stretch out, you know, like part of Zach Edey yesterday is, you want to get him out of the paint. You want to get that big body, you know, defending on the perimeter. You want him stretching out. I need Post, and I think you have to sprinkle in Gee and TJD. And to me, this is an all hands on deck series.
Three of their last four games, so not the most recent one against Houston, but prior to that, Kuminga against the Rockets, 20 points, 33, 23. He does like playing against the Houston Rockets in his career. So, again, is he going to be playing, you know, 20 plus minutes in these games? Probably not.
You know who looked okay? And Jimmy was spectacular last night. They don't really have a guy to guard Jimmy. This Rocket team does.
All their guys.
Yeah, and the last time they played the Rockets, Jimmy looked really unathletic in comparison to Jabari Smith and Amen Thompson. And again,
and that goes back to the rest, right? Because they were coming off that gauntlet of the Grizzlies, Lakers,
sure,
Nuggets.
I'm just telling you what my eyes saw in that last game.
Fair point.
He was awesome last night, and it was a favorable matchup for him. We will see against the Rockets. I think this presents a completely different set of issues because they're an athlete team. They're a young team. Now, he could use that athleticism against them with some of his sophisticated ball fakes and getting to his spots on the floor. I think this is where the veteran savvy and the moxie against the young and the athleticism, like there's going to be a clash of styles here.
Well, it was interesting. You brought this up before the show that it reminds you almost a little bit of Warriors Kings a couple years ago. Kings obviously different than the Rockets.
I don't think we're giving them enough credit. But the Rockets.
Correct. Because
already.
I think a lot of us were poo-pooing at the time the Sacramento Kings in that series because they don't know any better. It's the first, you know, it's a first round matchup, but these are the defending champions. Like they're going to handle them. And it took 50 points from Stephen Curry in game 7 to win that series. And it took a pound of flesh at them of them, I should say. And you saw it in that game 1 against the Lakers next series. They lost that because of that.
GP2, I don't think will be as effective against the Rockets.
No, the size.
These guys are way faster than him. Jalen Green is going to be an issue. Like we're way ahead of ourselves.
No, but it's okay.
We're way ahead of ourselves. But like Jalen Green is so fast.
Yeah.
He is not Jaw, but he's quick and he's going to get to his spots. And they've done a decent job neutralizing him. But the last game, I felt like against with Jimmy Butler on the floor, that last Rocket games, he found a little something. I think he's an X factor in this series.
I want to gauge the confidence level of Dub Nation right now after this win, because this was the first win you've ever had in a play-in scenario. And I do think a lot of fans after that loss to the Clippers were just kind of down on themselves. They were dejected. Rightfully so. It was a tough loss. It was overtime. You wanted to be a playoff team. Like, I get that. I hear you. But you are a playoff team now. So, and you're playing the Houston Rockets, who, again, we were all talking about it without talking about it. I brought it up to Slater a couple weeks ago, Anthony Slater, 95.7 The Game Warriors Insider. I was like, hey, Slates, it's not the worst thing if they play the Rockets in the first round and you're a playing team and you win that game, and they're like, yeah, but you're playing with fire. You don't really want to do that. I was like, well, you're here now. Like, this is the best. Like, let's take a step back, guys.
Yes.
This is the scenario we all wanted. Was it not?
This
was the scenario everyone
wanted.
Now that
we're here, I will grant you that. But would you also meet me in the middle and say, boy, it was a stressful, exhausting way to get here.
Sure, it was. But now you got 4 days
Thank
off.
Thank God they did it.
Like this is the path that you want, though.
You're probably
this
right.
This is the path that you
but
want.
But can I also say this? This is not a cakewalk.
No.
The Rockets are they are ready for a fistfight.
Any single,
and this coach, I feel like, does understand what you like to do well. I think this is a much more difficult. I don't. Anybody saying Warriors in five? Even Warriors in six? This will be a bloodbath.
This is the most difficult group of Western Conference opponents in the playoffs that the Warriors will have faced in the entirety of this entire run.
I'm ready to say yes.
It's in the entirety of this entire
bracket,
run.
This is the toughest bracket, period.
Also, is there a coach that wants to beat you more than Ime Udoka? No, there's
Ime
not.
Ime Udoka, all JJ Redick, maybe.
He's going to be wearing, if he's wearing...
I know, you hate him, though.
JJ Redick?
You hate that. You hate that guy.
No, I'm talking about, Ime's ready to, choke you out, punch you on the floor.
Oh, do you, actually, dislike Ime Udoka, or you just think he's...
No, I'm scared of him.
Okay, see, there's a fear factor there, so...
If I was doing cross sport, every head coach, every manager, whatever, it's Dan Campbell, and it's him, in terms of guys I would never want to cross.
No. Shasky wishes Michael Malone was still a head coach because he wanted to beat him. That's the one that he's celebrating. He's like, Shasky doesn't want anyone to lose their job, obviously, but when Michael Malone lost his job, a tear came down. A tear with a smile came down of his cheek.
If you don't think Ime Udoka, number one, wants revenge for,
Celtics,
everything that happened in the Celtics series, but simultaneously, for his guys to have their coming of age moment, this is it. For all these young players, you want a I've arrived moment? It's a playoff series against Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and Steph Curry. It will put you on the map.
There are certain players, and as you said, the coach that has history with the Warriors in the playoffs, obviously in the finals, Ime Udoka, Fred VanVleet, a mainstay for this team right now, this young Rockets team that he's a veteran presence on there. Fred VanVleet was a young player, rising star, on that Raptors team that won the title a couple years ago over the Warriors. And obviously Dylan Brooks, we all know what encompasses there. We talked about it yesterday.
I haven't even brought him up. Wow.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's a lot baked into that. And again.
And then Amen Thompson, local guy.
Yeah, Hayward, there you go. So we'll break all of it down in the coming days.
Thank
promise.
Thank God day one.
But this is what we wanted, Dub Nation. Jimmy Butler.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.